We're talking motoring on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show with David Brown, and he's found a word that I can't pronounce, so I'm going to say good morning, David.
Yeah, let's talk about dynos. I won't use the dynamometer.
Oh, you cheat.
Did I say that right?
I've specifically set it up so that you can say the long version of this.
Dynamometers.
Ah, that's better. I would have stumbled all over that. What are we talking about when it comes to dynos?
Do you have a car that's tuned for the average or a vehicle for your specific needs? And while that may be that a typical modern car is very adaptable and can cope with things, it is not quite that simple that it's tuned for your particular needs. If you are just doing a lot of local small trips, particularly in sort of shopping urban sort of areas, or whether you're doing long trips, there may be, or if you're a grey nomad towing a caravan somewhere, that may need a car, may benefit from a car being tuned specifically to that. And I'll tell you what I mean. Now, a dyno, let's stick with that word.
Yes.
The dyno is that thing where typically in the past you put it on two rollers close together. You can drive the car without it moving. You tie the car down, but the wheels can drive. They put a restraining thing on those two rollers that it sits on, and so you can measure and tune the car. We've thought about it for race cars. And there's no doubt that it's great to be able to tune a car to be going up Mount Panoramas, you know, up the hill there, and tune it for the best situation there. But you can also then tune your car to make sure it's A, running efficiently, everything's working well, and that the interaction of the engine, gearbox, and even in some adaptive suspension is best suited for you what you want. A mate of mine, who's a lovely bloke, ex-president of the NRMA, he now owns Dyno Dynamics. I make no money from it. I make that point very clear.
Yep.
He has been doing things, developing the technology, selling it around the world. Fantastic local production story. But the aim of it is a lot of people get their car tuned for their particular needs and get great advantage out of it.
So what you're saying here is there's a facility where your mechanics can have a dyno and you can turn up and say, listen, I do X number of Ks each week and I do, you know, this average speed. Can you set the vehicle up so that it's going to do that at its optimum?
And, you know, that's a classic example. The other, of course, is freight. They get big trucks in. Near where he has his particular factory, down the road is Kenworth, right? And they put the trucks on them. Now, they might be talking about making a difference of 0.1 of a litre per 100k. Actually, they do a bit better, but it might only be in the 0.3 or 0.5. Oh, why bother? Well, I tell you what, if you're doing 300,000 kilometres a year, a truck that will do a million kilometres or more, this can turn into tens of thousands of dollars. And this is a major part of the trucking industry now. There's a trucking company in America. They buy 4,000 trucks of the one brand. Why? Because they keep running across to and fro across America, and they've worked out that that brand of truck with that gearing does 50 revs per minute less in top gear as you trundle along. It's worth it to them.
Absolutely. Is that the same Koury company that, by theory, has they only let their truck drivers turn left because that's the most efficient way?
Ah, well, no, that's quite right. In America, it's the turn right, you know, the other side of the road.
Yep.
Yeah, but your point is absolutely right, that they pick the route based on a whole range of factors, including how easy. Now, I like that because it's less stressful for the drivers. Now, there are great debates about other stresses they add to the drivers in long hours and poor conditions, but that's another issue.
Yeah.
Yes, that is happening now, and that's happening a lot. And the point about it is, with a dyno, you or I could take our car there and get it tested. Now, that it might not just be for efficiency, it might be in case everything's working properly, and there may be an example where it's just not working right.
Well, it's great to hear another Australian company has come up with something new and could be a success overseas. That's a fantastic idea there. David Brown, as always, thank you very much for joining us to talk motoring. We'll catch up again next week.
Thanks very much.